新约圣经罗马书第七章。
In the New Testament book of Romans, chapter 7.
我想我们还是弟兄姊妹们轮流我们来念。
We alternate between brothers and sisters.
我们弟兄先来。
Let's begin with brothers.
弟兄们，我现在对明白律法的人说，你们岂不晓得律法管人是在活着的时候吗？就如女人有了丈夫，丈夫还活着，就被律法约束，丈夫若死了，就脱离了丈夫的律法。所以丈夫活着，他若归于别人，便叫淫妇；丈夫若死了，他就脱离了丈夫的律法。虽然归于别人，也不是淫妇。我的弟兄们，这样说来，你们借着基督的身体，在律法上也是死了，叫你们归于别人，就是归于那从死里复活的，叫我们借果子给神。因为我们属肉体的时候，那因律法而生的恶欲就在我们肢体中发动，以致结成死亡的果子。但我们既然在捆我们的律法上死了，现今就脱离了律法，叫我们服侍主，要按着心灵的新样，不按着遗文的旧样。这样我们可说什么呢？律法是罪吗？断乎不是。只是非因律法，我就不知何为罪。被律法说不可起贪心，我就不知何为贪心。然而罪趁着机会，就借着诫命叫诸般的贪心在我里头发动。因为没有律法，罪是死的。我以前没有律法是活着的，但是诫命来到，罪又活了，我就死了。那本来叫人活的诫命，反倒叫我死。因为罪趁着机会，就借着诫命引诱我，并且杀了我。这样看来，律法是圣洁的，诫命也是圣洁、公义、良善的。既然如此，那良善的是叫我死吗？断乎不是。叫我死的乃是罪，但罪借着那良善的叫我死，就显出真是罪，叫罪因着诫命更显出是恶极了。我们原晓得律法是属乎灵的，但我是属乎肉体的，是已经卖给罪了。因为我所做的我自己不明白，我愿意的我并不做，我所恨恶的我倒去做。若所做的是我所不愿意的，我就应承律法是善的。即使这样，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。我也知道在我里头，就是我肉体之中没有良善，因为立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。故此我所愿意的善我反不做，我所不愿意的恶我倒去做。若我去做所不愿意做的，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。我觉得有个律，就是我愿意为善的时候，便有恶与我同在。因为按照我里面的意思，我是喜欢神的律，但我觉得肢体中另有个律和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？感谢神，靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离的。这样看来，我以内心顺服神的律，我肉体却顺服罪的力量。我们圣经就先念到这里。
That's all the scripture reading.
一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
你在十字架上的救恩是何等的完备。
The salvation on the cross is so perfect.
你把我们这个人完完全全从罪里面被拯救出来。
You save us from sin totally.
不仅从罪的刑罚里面拯救出来。
Not only save us from the punishment of sin.
你更要把我们从罪的权势里面拯救出来。
You want to save us from the power of sin.
我们求主早晨你借着你自己圣灵的光把你自己的话语向我们显明。
Through the Holy Spirit, may you open your words to us.
我们承认我们人天然的悟性是何等的有限。
We admit that our nature is very limited.
我们求主把属灵的悟性赐给我们。
We ask you to give us spiritual understanding.
光照我们的心眼。
Enlighten our hearts.
让我们真的晓得真理。
So that we know truth.
让真理使我们完全得以自由。
And truth will set us free.
主啊，我们一同来仰望你。
We look to you, Lord.
仰望真理的圣灵来做奇妙开启的工作。
We look to the Holy Spirit. The truth of the Spirit will open us.
我们一同的等候在主的面前。
We wait before you, Lord.
愿你的同在充满在你教会的里面。
May your presence fill the church.
我们一同的等候在主的脚前。
We wait before you, Lord.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.我想我们知道罗马书是讲到神救恩的一卷书。
We know Romans talk about the salvation of our Lord.
当我们读的时候，我们里面是非常的欢喜。
When we read it, we rejoice inside.
因为我们知道我们实在需要从这些的难处里面被拯救出来。
We know we need to be saved from all these difficulties.
那么如果我们在前面，如果我们第一章一直到第六章，我们全都慢慢的思想过的话。
If we have understand the chapter 1 through 6.
我们读到第七章的时候，我们里面有的时候会有一点困惑。
When we read chapter 7, we are a little bit confused.
有人觉得这第七章这个位置摆错了。
Someone thinks that chapter 7 is misplaced.
因为你想想，到了第六章，那已经是荣耀释放了。
In chapter 6, we are glorious free.
刚才我们弟兄选的诗歌一样，实在在基督耶稣里面，我们完全胜过了情欲，胜过了肉体，胜过了世界。
It's just like the hymn says, we have overcome our flesh.
因为我们的旧人已经与基督同钉十字架。
The old man has been crucified with
us. 我们今天已经向着罪死了。
We are dead.
我们在基督耶稣里已经完完全全的死了。
In Christ, we are dead.
我们在基督里完全的得胜。
We have overcome in Christ.
怎么到了第七章这里面，怎么有这么一章呢
？Why this chapter 7?
这里面好像充满了失败。
It's filled with failure.
不仅失败，而且失败到一个地步，已经失败到非常痛苦的地步。
It fell to a very suffering stage.
真是苦啊！
How wretched I am.
如果一个人他真的在主面前，他是一个追求属灵长进的一个人。
If someone is pursuing the spiritual growth before,
他难道会落到这种地步吗
？Will he fall into this?
我们知道这是神的圣灵借着使徒保罗所写的书信。
We know the Holy Spirit had moved Paul to write this chapter.
我知道使徒保罗他乃是一个非常非常认识神旨意的一个人。
Apostle Paul knows the will of God.
他说他一生都没有违背那从上头来的意象。
He never went against the vision from above.
他在神的面前极力的追求，在神和人面前都存着无愧的良心。
He has a clear conscience before God and man.
这样一个愿意忘记背后努力面前的一个人。
He wants to press forward and forget what
he did. 愿意在神面前能够来讨神喜悦的一个人。
He wants to please the Lord.
难道在第六章以后还有第七章的经历吗？
Does he experience chapter 7 after he had experienced chapter 6?
怎么会有这么大的失败呢？
Why he feels so bad?
所以有的人说这一章呢是摆错的。
So someone said this chapter is misplaced.
这一章是还没信主之前的经历。
This chapter belongs to the unbeliever.
最多呢是应该把它摆在这个第六章之前，应该比较好一点。
It should be placed before chapter 6.
因为你看到了第六章之前呢，我们发现我们这个虽然有了宝血的遮盖。
We see that we are covered by the precious blood.
那么我们知道我们这个罪都得到赦免。
All our sins have been forgiven.
我们今天都欢欢喜喜站在一个恩典的地位上。
We rejoice standing in the position.
实在是太喜乐了。
We rejoice.
因为我们知道临到我们身上的任何一个难处，没有一个难处是神的审判。
All the difficulty happened to us is not the judgment of God.
没有一个是神向着我们的刑罚。
None of it is the
因为主耶稣在十字架上已经担当了罪的一切的刑罚。
Because the Lord has carry all the judgment of God.
我们在地上所遭遇的任何一个难处。
So whatever we encountered in this world,
让我们都可以欢欢喜喜的仰望神的荣耀。
We can rejoice and look to.
弟兄姊妹，这是主的宝血带给我们的极大的释放。
This is the freedom that the precious blood has given.
我们与神之间再没有难处。
Between God and us, there's no difficulty.
这些的难处不过就是这些的困难，这些的患难不过就让我们生出忍耐了。
This difficulty and affliction bring us.
忍耐就生出老练了。
Perseverance will bring us.
老练我们就不至羞耻，就生出盼望了。
Proven character will bring hope.
弟兄姊妹，太荣耀了。
This is so glorious.
所以就是在患难中，我们还是欢欢喜喜的。
Even in affliction, we still rejoice.
圣灵将他的爱浇灌在我们的里面。
Because God has poured His love into us.
随时在扶持我们，来建立我们，来安慰我们。
He built us and edified us.
所以我们如果经历了主的宝血的功效，
so if we have experienced the effect of the precious
blood, 发现我们的生活真的发生了何等大的改变，
then our daily lives have been changed.
但是我们发现我们生命中有些的软弱，
but we still have weaknesses in our lives.
发现我们似乎没有改变，
we have not changed.
我们好像从前一些我们原来捆绑我们呢，好像还在捆绑我们。
Whatever bound us before, we are still bound by.
我们从前不能胜过的，我们现在还是不能胜过。
Whatever we cannot overcome, we still cannot do that.
所以应该把这个第七章放在第六章是比较第六章之前是比较好的。
So chapter 7 should be placed before chapter 6. That's better.
但你发现圣灵的启示却不是这样。
But the Holy Spirit did not reveal that way.
你发现我们看见是到第六章到第五章后半的时候，他就给我们看见神的拯救的那个秘诀。
In the latter half of chapter 5, that tells us the secret of salvation.
他不仅借着宝血解决我们罪的刑罚的问题。
Not only through the precious blood, he resolved the punishment of the sin.
当我们信主的时候，神又做了一件非常稀奇的事。
When we believe, God has performed a miracle.
他把我们这些信他的人都放在了基督的里面。
He places all believers in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这完全是神的工作。
This is the work of God.
我们连想都没想。
We cannot consider.
他把我们就完全都放在了基督的里面。
He has placed us in Christ.
让我们与基督完完全紧紧的联合在一起。
So we are tightly united with Christ.
换句话说，基督如何，我们也如何。
In other words, how Christ is, that's the way we are.
基督也经历的，我们也经历。
What Christ has experienced, that's
true. 所以有人就是这样来做比喻，就是说，比如就装了指头，然后就夹在书里面。那么这个书走到哪里，那么这个夹在里面的这张指头也走到哪里。
So someone put an example, we can place a sheet of paper in the book. Wherever the book is, the sheet of paper.
但是我们与基督的联合远远超过这张纸头夹在这个书里面。
The union that we have with Christ is far more than.
你知道，如果我动作太粗糙一点的话，很可能这个指头跟。又重新滑出来了。
If I'm not careful, the sheet of paper might fall out.
但是我们与基督的联合是里面的联合。
But our union with Christ is
是永远的联合。
It's forever.
没有什么可以使我们与基督的爱隔绝的。
Nothing can separate us from the love.
我们与基督完完全全合而为一了。
We are united with Him in.
所以当主耶稣上十字架的时候。
When Jesus was crucified on the cross,
我们的旧人与他一同钉在十字架。
The old man has been crucified with him.
他埋葬的时候，我们也埋葬。
When he was buried, we are buried.
更荣耀的，当他复活的时候，我们与他一同的复活。
More glorious, when he ascended, we ascended also.
弟兄姊妹，这是神拯救我们脱离犯罪、情欲、肉体世界的那条的道路。
This is the way that the Lord has saved us from the flesh, the world.
神借着宝血赦免我们一切的过犯和行为，就是犯罪的行为。
Through the precious blood, He has forgiven us our deeds.
他借着十字架。
By the cross.
他让我们能够从罪的辖制底下脱离出来。
He has delivered us from the bondage of sin.
弟兄姊妹，这是神救恩的思想。
This is the way the Lord thinks of
salvation. 人的思想是要胜过罪。
The man's way of thinking is we need to overcome.
神的拯救的思想是脱离罪。
God's way is to deliver us from sin.
因为已死的人就脱离了罪。
A dead man has been delivered from sin.
弟兄姊妹，神的救恩太奇妙了。
It's so marvelous.
所以你当
时读完
第六章的时候，你心花怒放。
After chapter 6, you're so glad.
因为你感谢神，我的救人已经与基督同钉十字架。
We thank the Lord that the old man.
现在我向着罪是死的。
To sin, we are dead.
我向着神是活的。
To God, we are alive.
那我现在把自己完全奉献给主。
So I offer myself to God.
刚刚有弟兄姊妹选誓，我把我年轻的力量都献给主，最好的献给主。
We offer our best when we are young.
我现在把我肢体都献给主，我现在可以让主来做王掌权了。
I offer my members and my body
to God. 那么我可以接仁义的果子给神了。
So I can bear the righteous fruit for God.
那么这样的话，我就天天过得胜的生活了。
So I can live an overcoming life.
可是非常的稀奇。
But amazingly,
我们道理上都明白了。
In the doctrine, we understand.
就算我们都明白了。
So we understand.
但是你发现，在经历的里面，我们如果我们敢真实的面对我们自己的话，
But in experience, and we face
our 如果我们说诚实话的话，
and we speak honestly,
我们常常落在软弱的里面，
we fall into our weakness.
我发现我们还是在那一个最血气肉体的捆绑底下。
we still are under the bondage of flesh and,
我们信了，我们真的相信主耶稣在十字架所做的。
We truly believe what the Christ
is. 就好像我们相信主耶稣流宝血一样。
It just we like we believe.
我们怎样相信主耶稣流宝血？我们也同时怎样相信主耶稣的十字架真的确确实实带着我们一同死了。
And we believe that Christ had led us died on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，在信心上我们真的是信。
By faith we believe.
可是你发现我们的经历跟我们所信的好像的距离好像天壤之别。
But from experience, it's different than what we believe.
我们常常不敢告诉人家。
We seldom can speak about it.
有些这个胜过我们的那些软弱和捆绑，我们不敢告诉弟兄姊妹。
The weaknesses and bondage that overcome us, we cannot tell.
有些人就把这些藏在里面。
Someone will hide those.
那么到教会里面，我们都表现得都很好。
When they come to church, they
有的时候我们的脾气都快到了嗓子眼了。
Sometimes they are angry.
想一想说，我们在教会应该表现得像基督一样，对不对？
But they thought that they need to perform just
like. 所以我们要把那个脾气好好的压下去。
So they suppress the.
然后我们有一个面具，把它遮在外面。
And put on a mask.
我们总是看起来像模像样的。
So we look like Christ.
至少过得去嘛，对不对？
So we can just.
至少我得比我从前好一点嘛，对不对？
It's better than what I was before.
弟兄姊妹，可是，在我们内心深处，我们有一种的挣扎。
And deep down, you are struggling.
难道主的救恩有问题吗？
Is there a problem with God's salvation?
不是我的救恩已经死了吗？
Did my old man die?
怎么在我生命中怎么活得这么厉害？
Why is it still alive in me?
如果我从前不晓得这样的真理，那么那情有可原。
If I did not know the truth, that's reasonable.
但现在我真的知道，你看有人祷告就是我们与基督同钉十字架，现在活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
Someone would pray that I no longer live, but Christ lives within me.
你发现不是基督在你活。
You found that Christ did not live there.
甚至都不是你活。
It's not even you are living.
这里说是罪在你的活。
Here tells us sin is living.
因为如果我所愿意做的，这个我不能够做，我不愿意做的，我偏偏要去做。
If I did not do what I want to do, but what I'm doing is what I want.
不想发这个脾气，可是这个脾气在里面发动了。
If I do not want to be angry, but my temper
still. 我想讨厌这个人，可是没有办法，特别讨厌这个人。
If I don't want to despise this person, but I cannot help.
我情欲，我的肉体就在里面，在那里发动。
The flesh and sin inside me.
这里说那就不是我做的。
Here it tells me it's not me.
乃是在我里的罪在那里做。
But sin is doing it.
到底神有没有在我里面活？
Is God living within me?
不是我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着不再是我，是基督在那活吗？
Didn't I crucify with Christ on the cross, and Christ is living within me?
那个难处在哪里？
Where is the difficulty?
弟兄姊妹，不是真理错了。
It's not the truth is wrong.
那个原因在乎说我们从基督里面出来了。
The reason is why we have departed from Christ.
我们读一下第二十五节好不好？
Let's read verse 25.
第七章二十五节。
Chapter 7:25.
我感谢神，感谢神。众人说靠着我们的主耶稣基督。
Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
在这个原文实际上是 in 或者 through in Christ Jesus.
In the original text, it means in Jesus Christ.
是在基督耶稣里。
It means in Jesus Christ.
只要是在基督耶稣里，就一定得胜。
As long as you are in Jesus Christ, you have overcome.
因为主耶稣得胜。
Because Jesus Christ has overcome.
你在基督里就一定得胜。
If you are in Jesus Christ, you
have overcome. 那为什么今天我失败？
Why do I fail today?
那个原因是说在地位上没有问题，你永远在基督的里面。
In position, you are in Christ forever.
但在经历的里面，你发现我们常常跑出来了。
But in experience, we departed from.
甚至到了一个地步，我们有的根本就不晓得什么叫做住在基督里。
Even to the point we do not know what means to dwell in Christ.
所以你发现这个难处在说我们跑到基督以外去。
It means we have this problem that we have departed from Christ.
我们知道我们这个人是何等的软弱。
We know we are weak.
我们什么时候从基督里出来
？Whenever we depart from.
我们什么时候从基督的这个避难所里出来
？Whenever we departed from the.
我们立刻就跌倒，我们立刻就失败。
We will fall and fail.
上次我们讲到，你还记得那一个 sniper 的故事吗？就是那个就是对，就那海盗的故事。
We have mentioned the story about the pirate.
你看那个海盗哈，他们这个把那个船长给抓住了。
The pirate had captured the captain.
那么实际上他们这个是占上风的。
They should have.
那么他们藏躲在那个汽艇的里面。
They hide in the boat.
只要他们藏在这个汽艇的里面。
As long as they hide in the boat.
这个美国人拿他没办法的。
The U.S. soldier has no problem.
你就是 sniper 拿他们也没办法的。
Even a sniper cannot get them.
他们不晓得有 sniper 啊。
But they did not know they are sniper.
他不晓得咱们空降部队啊，跑到那个船上，然后在那里埋伏着。
So they did not know they were.
所以这三个海盗，他们非常的得意，他们觉得他们压着这个船长，他们把枪都对准了船长了。
So they put the gun against the.
他们一定得胜的，他们一定可以这个胜过美国的。
They know they will have victory over.
但是他们从那个保护里面出来了。
But they left the protection.
你知道我们就是海盗啊。
You know we are just like the pirate.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常像这些海盗一样。
We are just like the pirate.
我们常常忘记我们需要藏躲在基督的里面。
We forgot that we need to hide in the protection of.
当我们一从基督里出来的时候。
When we departed from Christ.
罪就是这些 sniper.
Sin is just like the sniper.
哦，这个罪真的是非常邪恶的。
Sin is so evil.
什么时候你从这个基督里面一出来
？Whenever you depart from Christ.
马上你就被他胜过。
You will be overcome by it.
弟兄姊妹。我们为什么要从基督里出来
？Why do we depart from Christ？
在基督里不是很稳妥吗
？Isn't it stable in Christ？
在基督里不是我们可以常常得胜吗
？We can overcome in Christ。
这里说在基督里我们就脱离了。
Here says we are.
因为主真的把我们已经放在基督的里面。
Because God has placed us in Christ。
那我们今天如果在基督里面，一直在经历里面来经历，在住在基督的里面。
If we in experience, we experience.
我们就不会失败的。
We will not fall。
所以问题是现在我们真的是经历的是非常惨痛的失败。
But we have experienced total failure。
几乎天天都失败。
Almost every daily we experience failure。
早晨起来是今天我不要失败。
The morning we said we will not fail.
今天我不敢发脾气。
I will not.
今天我从前捆绑我的那些的苦毒那些罪恶，今天不再捆绑我。
Whatever bound me before the hatred, I will free from it.
我们可以唱这个诗歌第一百首。
We can sing the hymn 100.
荣耀释放的是耶稣基督。
The glorious.
从今到永远把我释放。早晨前你全都那时候唱完了。
After in the morning devotion, you sing that.
你到楼下去吃饭的时候，你脾气出来了。
But you throw your temper when you eat your breakfast.
我们为什么常常会从基督里出来呢
？Why we depart from Christ？
因为我们觉得说我们现在蒙恩得救了。
Because we think that we are saved by grace.
这么大的恩典。
Such a grace.
神这样的爱我。
God loves us.
我现在要为神而活。
I need to live for Him.
弟兄姊妹，为神而活是一个神的儿女对基本的生命的感觉。
To live for Christ is the basic feeling.
如果一个人蒙恩得救了
，If you are saved by grace,
他因着神的爱根本就不想为主而活。
Because of God's love, you will
not live for Christ.
You have no feeling for Christ. Then your life it has problems. There are fundamental experiences for believers. And fundamental feelings. When we are saved, we want to live for Christ. We want to please Him. But what is the difficulty? It's easy to It's okay to live.
问题是发生在我们以为向神而活的道路是什么呢
？What is the way to live to for God？
我们以为向神活的道路乃是活在神的律法底下。
We thought to live for God is to live under the law。
我们乃是向着神的律法而活。
We live to the law。
我们看着神的律法，我们真的很喜欢。
We like the law。
每一个蒙恩得救的人都喜欢神的律法。
All believers like the law。
如果一个人蒙恩得救，他讨厌神的律法，这个人没有得救。
If you are saved by grace, but
因为这个生命性情和神的律法的性情是一模一样的。
Because the nature of law is just like.
我们从主那里得了一个新的生命。
We have received new life.
这个生命是主的生命。
This life is from.
这个生命他喜爱良善，恨恶罪恶。
This life likes the good, but.
他喜悦神所有良善的律法，这个属灵的，完全是圣洁的。
This life is like the holiness and righteousness.
所以我们的难处在哪里
？So what is our difficulty?
我们以为向神而活乃是向神的律法而活。
We thought to live for God is to live to.
所以我们盼望说我们能够达到神向着我们的要求。
So we want to reach the requirement from God.
所以有的时候，我记得在我开始蒙恩得救的时候，我觉得需要多多的听到。
I remember when I was just saved, I want to hear more messages.
那真是非常的渴慕。那个时候还没有 internet.
At that time, there's no internet. I wanted to pursue the law.
但是我能够找到的这些的 cassette 这些的 tape， 我都拿来我都看我都听的。
I listen to all the tapes that I can find.
所以那个时候很不容易，为了找到一个 cassette 一个 tape， 你要开车开很远的地方，然后把它借来，然后还有开很远的地方再把它还回去。
I need to drive far distance to land it and borrow it.
不像现在，你一 click 就马上就在这网上，你可以听的多少片子到了可以听到了，是吧？
It's not that you can click on the computer.
但是呢，我就觉得，如果要这个。讨神的喜悦的话
At that time, I want to please
the Lord. 如果我过一个圣洁公义的生活
If I want to live a holy and righteous life,
我实在是需要神的话语来装备我
I need the God's word to prepare me.
所以慢慢你发现我听了很多的道
I heard many sermons.
但我发现我这个难处还在
But I found the difficulty still with me.
所以说我听的道还不够这个量还不够量
So I thought the quantity is not
enough. 像张牧这种讲到这个都太软弱了。
These sermon from Donald.
这个对我帮助基本上都没有了。
I did not receive help.
那得到特会去了是吧
？So I need to go to.
我就在夏令会，这样的道他就能救我了。
This kind of sermon can help.
我想战无不胜的夏令会的道一定让我得胜的。
The summer conference can help me overcome.
绝对战无不胜的那个道真的太好了。
The sermon is so victorious.
我记得这个92年那个头一次参加。夏令会的时候
I remember in 92 I attended the first summer conference
我弟兄们就问我这个聚会怎么样
Some brother asked me how are you feeling
我说我在天上
I'm in heaven I told him
太棒了
It's so great
真得胜我告诉你
I have overcome
至少在夏令会那几天天天得胜
At least in those summer conference days
然后回来也不剩一段时间了
I have overcome after I returned
我觉得感谢主我真的找到了
I thank the Lord I found it
我真的找到了这篇道了
I found this sermon
战无不胜的一篇道
This sermon that overcomes
但是没想到过不多久我又失败了
But after a while I failed
所以你知道有的人就是夏令会没用了
So someone would say there's no use to go to summer conference
听到也没用
Listening to sermon
那怎么办呢
So we need to serve.
所以我们需要把自己摆在侍奉的里面。
We need to put ourselves in the service.
那个时候我们就真的好好传福音。
So I preach the gospel.
那么这个带人去买菜的。
So I take people to the grocery.
然后这个谁又缺了家具，我们就为他祷告。最后主真的给我们两车家具，真的太欢喜快乐，就给他们送去了。
Whoever need furniture, so we pray and send them to.
那发现我虽然在外面这么努力的在侍奉，可是我里边的软弱还在。
But the weakness is still existing in me.
到底怎么回事？
What's wrong?
那不是真的侍奉没用。
So service would not.
这个侍奉哪里有的时候甚至说的都是被定罪的，都是这个乌撒的手去扶约柜的。
It's just like the priest that touch the ark.
那么就需要这个参加更多的聚会。
So I need to go to more meetings.
各种各样不同的聚会。
All different sorts of meetings.
各种各样不同的帮助。
All those different helps.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我经过了这所有的追求。
I have pursued a lot.
我听了各种各样的言语。
I heard many languages.
我发现我里的软弱还在哪里。
I still found the weakness in me.
到底什么出了问题?
What is the problem?
是不是夏天会出了问题?
Is it a problem in the summer conference?
是不是主日讲台出了问题?
Is it a problem in the Sunday messages?
他们就说这些都没问题, 那是你祷告不够。
It's because you did not pray.
好的好，我就真的是就参加祷告聚会。
So I attended a prayer meeting.
我不知道当中有多少人参加祷告聚会。
I don't know how many of you.
那个时候为了过得胜的生活，我真的是参加祷告聚会。
So I attended a prayer meeting.
有的时候祷告聚会只有三个人。
Sometimes there were only three.
圣经上两三个人聚集，我都在他们中间的。
The Bible tells us I will be.
所以在祷告聚会里面，我们也经历到神真的听我们祷告。
So we experienced that God has listened to our prayer.
我发现我就经历了。
I have experience.
但是我那个软弱还在。
But that weakness is still in me.
有时祷告没用。
So someone tells me prayer
is
not
enough.
There's not enough to pray.
有人那就读经。
So you need to read the Bible.
读经无用论。
The Bible is not enough.
有人要去夏令会。
You need to attend the summer conference.
夏令会也是无用。
Summer conference is not good enough.
什么都没用。
Nothing is good enough.
所以你就什么都不做，你就永远都你就得胜了。
You don't need to do anything.
你也不去夏令会，你也不读经，你也不祷告，你也不聚会。
You don't need to attend meeting or prayer or some conference. You do not pursue.
你把良心的感觉都压住了。
You suppress your conference.
你就得胜了。
So you can overcome.
那么我回去问问自己，我就骗我自己。
So I deceive myself.
我的软弱还在哪里？
My weakness still exists.
所以圣经真好啊！
So the Bible is good.
律法没错。
There's nothing wrong with the law.
夏令会没错。
Summer conference is.
讲道没错。
There's nothing wrong with the message.
你不是没错。
There's nothing wrong to serve.
你祷告、读经都没错，参加聚会都没有错。
There's nothing wrong to pray, to read the Bible, or to attend meeting.
错在哪里呢？
What is wrong?
我们错在对于与主同钉十字架的真理不清楚。
We were not clear on the truth that we were crucified.
我们以为说我们的旧人已经与基督同钉在同钉十字架是什么意思呢？
What does it mean when the old man has
died? 就是我们生罪已经死了。
We are dead to.
我们和向世界死了。
We are dying to the.
向一切的情欲死了。
We are dying to the flesh.
但是我们向着什么律法去活着。
But to the law we are alive.
弟兄姊妹，你发现这第七章多么宝贵
？It's so precious, chapter seven.
这第七章告诉我们说，我们的旧人与基督同钉十字架是什么意思呢
？This chapter tells us what is the meaning of the old man.
不仅我们向着罪、向着情欲、世界、肉体是死的
，We are dead to the flesh, the world, and all the emotions.
更让我们跌破眼镜、让我们想不到的，我们。 向着神的律法也是死的。
We cannot even imagine that we are die to the law.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们从前想都没想过的。
We did not even consider.
我们觉得向情欲、向肉体死，这是100%应该的。
We should be dead to the flesh and the.
怎么能向神的律法死呢？
What does it mean to die to the law?
你这什么叫做向神的律法死吗？
What does it mean to die to the law?
就是不再去满足神律法的要求。
We do not need to fulfill the requirement of the law.
你说这根本就是异端呐！
This is heresy.
你说这种人根本就是这个讲道根本就讲岔去的，根本就完全讲错了。
What he's preaching is wrong.
我们蒙恩得救了。
We are saved by grace.
我们难道不在律法之下，我们就可以犯罪吗？
Are we not under the law and then we can sin?
我们在恩典之下就可以犯罪吗？
Under the grace we can sin.
断乎不可。
May it not be.
那你怎么讲这种道呢？
Why are you preaching that?
你怎么讲那个人根本就向着神的律法根本不负责的？
Why we need not to be responsible under the law?
你知道这在我们的整个属灵追求的里面，这是一个非常非常难让我们明白的。
In our spiritual pursuit, this is very difficult for us to understand.
我们觉得说我们真的是爱慕神的律法。
We long for the law.
愿意讨神的喜悦,
we want to please God.
我们怎么能向神的律法死呢?
How can we die to the law?
但是圣经的启示确确实实是这样告诉我们。
But the Bible reveals this to us.
我们今天向神活的道路不是向律法活。
The way to live before the law doesn't.
我们向神活道路乃是向律法死。
We need to die to the law.
弟兄姊妹，太荣耀了。
This is so glorious.
这是这第七章所告诉我们的。
This is what the chapter 7 telling us.
你发现在讲到与主同钉十字架以后。
When we speak of after we are crucified with.
圣经给我们两个比喻。
The Bible tells us two examples.
一个比喻是主人和仆人的比喻。
One example is the master and slave.
也就是在第六章的后半部分是主人和仆人的比喻。
In chapter 6, he gave us that example.
这个比喻说到这个罪就好像那个主人一样非常残暴的主人，我们就是这个罪的奴仆，我们就不得不听他的，只要我们还活着，我们就得听这个罪的主人。
The sin is the master, we are the slave that we have to listen to.
我们就不得不犯罪的。
We have to sin.
所以我们今天既然救人已经与基督同钉十字架，我们就向他死了。
Today we are the old man has been crucified with Christ. So we are dead to sin. We are dead to sin. He can no longer
respond to us.
As long as we offer ourselves to God, we are sanctified.
但是很稀奇，他又给我们一个比喻。
Another example he gave us.
你知道到了第七章这个比喻，很多人根本都乱解释的。
In chapter 7, no one can explain.
因为根本就没有读懂圣经呢。
Because they did not understand the Bible.
这一个第二个比喻告诉我们说，我们不仅仅要向着罪是死的。The
second example tells us that we are not.
我们更是向着神的律法也是死的。
We are made to die to the law also.
我们的旧人与基督同钉十字架，这个死有两方面。
The old man had been died, crucified on the cross.
一面是向着罪死。
It died to the.
一面是向着神的律法死。
It died to the law.
但是这两个比喻不一样的。
There are two examples to explain.
律法不是主人。
The law is not the master.
律法像丈夫一样。
The law is just like a husband.
你说这个做妻子的。 很爱丈夫的,
the wife loves the husband.
你看，如果我们真的蒙恩得救了,
if we are truly saved,
我们就是这一个女人,
we are this woman.
我们爱律法,
we love the law.
因为这是神的律法,
because this law is God's law.
而且你说这里他特别说的, 我对那明白律法的人说,
here he tells us, I'm speaking to the one who knows the law.
弟兄姊妹，你明白律法吗?
Do you know the law, brothers
and sisters?
What does it mean I am speaking to those who know the law?
当人犯罪以后,
after man has sinned,
人跟神之间的关系, 中间就有一个律法,
the relationship between God and us, there is a law.
因为我们亏缺了神的荣耀,
because we have fallen short of the glory of God.
神就把律法赐给我们,
so God gave us the law.
这个律法有的人写在石板上,
the law was written on a stone tablet. Basically, everyone written in their conscience.
只要你是一个活的人,
as long as you are living,
你就需要向这一个神给你的律法负责。
You need to be responsible for the law that God has given you.
这就像一个丈夫和妻子的关系一样。
It's just like a relationship between husband and wife.
所以他讲的第二个比喻的时候，他是用丈夫和妻子这样一个比喻。
So he used husband and wife as example.
但是这一个婚姻就像这个婚姻一样，因为律法是个约。
Because the law is a covenant.
像这个旧约以色列人一样，他们跟神之间立的约就是律法的约。
It's just like the Israel has.
其实我们每一个人其实都在这个律法的约的底下。
Because we are all under this covenant.
弟兄姊妹，你发现这一个就好像一个婚约一样。
This is like a wedding vow.
但这一个婚姻是个非常痛苦的婚姻。
This wedding is suffering.
非常痛苦的婚姻。
Very suffering marriage.
为什么呢？ 因为这个丈夫是 perfect， 这丈夫根本这还是完全这个圣洁公义，这个是这个属灵的。
Because this husband is good and righteous and just.
而这个妻子的就是属肉体的。
But this wife is belongs to flesh.
性情和这一个丈夫的性情是完全相反的。
The characteristic is totally opposite of the wife.
比如说，好像这个丈夫的性格是非常快的。
For example, the husband is quiet.
那么妻子的性格是非常慢的。
When the husband or the husband is very fast.
让一个非常快的人和一个非常慢的人结婚，那是非常痛苦的事情。
It's very painful for the one who's fast to marry a
person. 你知道，你五分钟你就把所有的事情都做完，你就可以坐到车上去等候了。
You can finish all things in 5 minutes, then you wait your
turn. 可是你娶的那一个妻子，她50分钟才能坐到车上去的。
But the wife has to do things in 50 minutes.
我告诉你，非常痛苦。
Very.
如果就这么一件事不一样，还好办了。
If just one thing is different, it's okay.
每一件事都不一样啊。
But everything is different.
凡是这个丈夫所要求的，妻子都达不到。
Whatever the husband required, the wife cannot fulfill.
那么这妻子想今天走，妻子就跟丈夫吵一架。
So the wife will have argued with the husband.
我跟你干仗。
I will argue with you.
我说你的软弱。
I'll speak of your weaknesses.
可是你说这个丈夫没软弱。
But this husband has no weakness.
这个丈夫非常完全。
This husband is very perfect.
所有的错都是这个妻子的错。
All the wrong is on the wife's side.
然后呢，这个妻子还甘心乐意的让他来要求自己。
And the wife is willing to allow the husband to require her.
所以你说这个婚姻非常痛苦。
So the marriage is very suffering.
所以你发现刚刚好像这讲到这个婚姻的时候，就讲到要脱离了。
When he speaks of marriage, he's
separation.
He wants death.
死了算了。
I'd rather die.
其实还不是想着自己死啊。
She's not speaking of she wants to die.
她盼望那个律法死掉啊。
She wants the law to die.
盼望那丈夫死掉。
She wants the husband to die.
丈夫死了就可以嫁给别人了。
So when her husband died, then she can be
free. 因为一个女人不能有两个丈夫啊。
Because one woman cannot have two husbands.
虽然基督很好。
Even Christ is nice.
神很好啊,
God is good.
但是你在律法这个丈夫的底下，你不能够归给基督。
But under the husband as under the law, you cannot belong.
你向神祷告，神不能帮你。
When you pray, God cannot help you.
我不知道你有没有祷告过。
I don't know. Have you prayed this prayer?
啊，帮助我不要让脾气发出来。
God help me that I don't throw this temper.
你还没想祷告，你脾气已经蹦出去了。
Before you pray, you have to I ask the resurrection power to fill me. No matter how loud you shout. As long as you are still united to this husband as the law. No other man can help you.
所以你知道，这一个做女人的真的很痛苦。
So we know the wife is suffering.
她盼望这个丈夫死掉，她好嫁给别人。
She hopes the husband would die so she can get remarried.
可是这个丈夫不死的。
But the husband would never die.
这个丈夫是活到永永远远。
The husband will live forever.
这个丈夫是说是天地都会改变，他连一点一划都不改变的。
This husband says that heaven and earth might pass away, but
所以这个做女人的，她就想到我就自杀好了，可是不能自杀的。
So the woman thinks that she wants to suicide.
基督徒绝不能自杀的。
Christian cannot suicide.
你知道自杀就是杀人，这是神所恨恶的罪。
Suicide means murder. That's what God hates.
这个丈夫是不死的，我又是不能死的，那就上天无门，入地无路了。
The husband will never die, and I cannot die myself. Then there's no way out.
都别想活了，真是太痛苦了。又不能死，又活不下去，你说怎么办？
I cannot die and I cannot live.
感谢神。
Thank be to God.
在基督里，我们的旧人已经与他同钉十字架。
In Christ, the old man has been crucified with Christ.
弟兄姊妹，在基督里，我们的旧人死了。
In Christ, the old man had died.
不仅现在罪死了，同时现在律法也死了。
Not only to the sin and also to the law.
当我们与基督一同复活的时候,
when we are resurrected with Christ,
我们一面的消极的一面，我们脱离了律法的捆绑。
Passively, we have delivered from the bondage of the law.
一死的人是脱离了律法的捆绑。
A dead had been
delivered from the law.
This law can only require the living.
妻子死了，他就没办法要求了。
When the wife had died, he can no longer require.
所以我们在基督里，我们死了。
In Christ, we had died.
但你说死了不就完了吗？
When you die, it's all finished.
但是基督又复活了。
But Christ has resurrected.
所以我们在基督里，我们与他一同的复活。
So in Christ, we have resurrected.
所以现在我们既然脱离了捆绑我们的律法。
We had been delivered by the law.
我们这个女人, 我们现在就归给了另外一个男人,
now we belong to another man.
就是基督,
that is Christ.
哎呀, 基督这个丈夫可好了。
Christ is a husband, is so good.
基督这个丈夫的要求啊, 更高。
The requirement from Christ is higher.
从前那个丈夫要求说你杀了一个人呢, 那叫做murder, 那叫做杀人的罪。
Before the law required the
现在基督这个丈夫告诉你说, 你心里恨人就是杀人的。
Now Christ tells you, if you hate someone, you are.
那你说我更是活在地狱里了。
Then I'm living.
原来那个丈夫就让我已经苦的要脱离了。
Before the husband is.
现在我归给这一个更加严格的丈夫, 那我不就更加过地狱的生活了。
Now this husband is stricter, then I'm living more suffering.
但基督这个丈夫可好了。
But Christ is good.
基督这个丈夫，他的要求比律法还要高。
The requirement of Christ is higher than the law.
他比律法这个丈夫要求的还要严。
Is more stricter.
但是呢，凡是他所要求的。
But whatever he requires of us.
他的生命在我们里面就完全满足这一个要求。
His life within us has fulfilled the requirement.
凡是他要求的，他自己亲自来做。
Whatever he required of us,
从前律法所要求的虽然都非常的好,
whatever the law has required of us,
但律法一个指头都不帮我们,
but the law will not help us.
你在那呼天喊地, 但求告半天, 一个指头他都不动,
you ask for help, he never comes.
他就看着你被罪恶所辖制, 被罪恶所打倒, 他也不帮你的。
He will watch you to suffer being bound by sin.
但是基督这一个丈夫实在太好了。
But Christ is good.
虽然高就是这样的高, 这样的严,
even though the requirement is high and strict,
凡他所要求所让你做的, 他在你里面, 他亲自来替你做。
Whatever he is asking of us, he would do it
for himself. 哎呀, 这个做妻子的, 现在可自由了。
The wife is freed.
现在这个做妻子的可释放了。
The wife is delivered.
因为凡是这位丈夫所要求的, 丈夫亲自来做。
Whatever the husband requires.
丈夫说这家里面这个炉灶太脏了。
He said the stove is dirty.
那么这个丈夫自己就拿抹布去擦，把它擦得干干净净。
He will go clean it and shine it.
丈夫说这个家里面这个孩子们一塌糊涂，都乱了天了。
He said the children have made a mess.
但是这个丈夫他就亲自去帮助人把这一切都料理好了。
So the husband will clean up and set it all up.
所以这里面他说, 我们今天就不在遗文的旧样的里面。
So today he said that we are no longer in the oldness of the letters.
我们乃是在灵的新样的里面。
We are in the newness of the spirit.
弟兄姊妹, 今天我们不是去完成神的律法。
Today we are not perfecting the law.
今天我们不是自己要求自己。
We are not asking for ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，成圣的道路不是向律法而活。
The way to sanctification is not to live to the law.
成圣的道路乃是向律法而死。
But to die to the law.
乃是让我们能够嫁给基督。
So we can be married to Christ.
让基督的生命在我们里面来活。
The life of Christ will live through us.
弟兄姊妹， 这是何等奇妙的拯救。
This is the marvelous salvation.
你知道为什么是这样吗？
Do you know why it is this way?
你说律法到底错在哪里？
What is wrong with the law?
律法没错的。
There's nothing wrong with the law.
为什么一有律法，怎么我们就会失败呢？
Why when we receive the law, we fail?
因为当人向着律法活的时候，
When one lives to the law,
不是基督活，
It's not Christ lived in him.
是旧人在活，
But the old man is living.
是旧人偷偷的在活。
The old man.
虽然我们一面说我们的旧人已经与基督同钉十字架。
Even we said the old man has been crucified.
我们想着旧人只要向着罪死就可以了。
All we think of the old man just need to die to the sin.
我们却不晓得，当我们向律法活的时候，其实这个旧人在那里偷偷的活着。
But when we live to the law, the old man.
只要这旧人一活，这个罪就上来了。
So when the old man lives, then sin will come.
你知道这个律法是什么呢？
What does it mean of the law?
后面说这个没有律法罪是死的。
There says when there's no law, the sin is
罪怎么是死？ 罪从来不死的， 我告诉你。
I tell you that sin will never die.
罪从来都不死的。
Sin will never die.
什么叫做罪是死的呢？
What does it mean sin had died?
就是那个罪啊， 他在你里面处在一个冬眠的状态，处在一种不活跃的状态。Dormant.
Sin is in a dormant state.
没有要求哈，你发现，你说如果我是一个非常 clumsy， 非常这个会摔盘子的一个人哈，那么如果你不要求我，我就显不出来的。
If I'm a clumsy person, that will break dishes.
如果你让我到厨房去帮忙的话
，If when you tell me to help in the kitchen,
从我进厨房，我们家的盘子全都掉角的。
Once I get into the kitchen,
本来是四个边的，都变成六个边了。
It was a four-corner dish and become six.
弟兄姊妹，你知道，如果不要求的话
，When no one requires，
我们的软弱还显不出来的。
Our weaknesses would not show.
那个罪还不活的。
The sin would not live.
你知道，这个律法原来是罪的激活剂，这个是这个催化剂，是这个激活它的。本来这个罪就在那里的，如果你不要求它，它还不表现出来。
The sin is there. If you do not require it, it will not show.
你越要求它
，When you require of it，
你发现它那个力量就越大。
Then it has more power.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真的有一点点追求的经历
，If we have the experience to pursue，
你越盼望单纯。
The more hope for simplicity，
你发现我们的情欲的掺杂就一直在那里发动。
Then you see that the flesh will.
你越是想爱每一个福音朋友
，You want to love all the gospel friends.
你发现就有的朋友就让你恨得咬牙。
Then some friends will arouse you.
你真的把我都说他一顿。
You will want to.
太不像话了。
And you want to.
弟兄姊妹，你发现我们本来是要爱的。
When we want to love,
我们要求要爱的
we require to love,
但是那个恨是在里面发动
but the hate was starting
你越是想爱
you want to love,
越想爱的完全
you want to love
越想爱的持久
you want to love to
你就发现这个恨的感觉就在里面越过越强
but the hate will be more stronger
你就知道说这里面显出那个罪是何等的邪恶
you see that how evil the sin is
所以你知道等你读到的哥林多后书哥林多前书第十五章的时候
When you read the First Corinthians chapter 15,
那你告诉我们说罪是什么呢？那么律法是什么呢
？It tells us what is the law.
圣经告诉我们，律法乃是罪的权势。
Tells us the law is the power of sin.
哎呀，全世界没有一个哲学家明白这件事情。
None of the
没有一个革命家明白这件事情。
None of the revolution.
你说所有的哲学，所有的革命家、理论家。他们所提出来的都盼望人能够胜过罪恶
All they want to hope is that the sin would be overcome
总给人一条的道路能够过一个胜过罪恶的生活
They want to give us a way to overcome the sin
那他们怎么做呢
How do they do it
他们就给你一个高标准严要求
They give you a high standard
如果我们的党章是全世界最好的
If our partydoctrine
那我们的党人就是特殊材料所做成的
then our members are made special
所以你就发现说人就盼望能够有一个非常好的一个规范三讲五讲六讲反正是最好的一种的规范那么我们就一定过一个很好的生活了
so if they have the requirement then they can fulfill it
人不晓得
then no one can understand
你越是高标准严要求
the higher standard
罪的权势越大
The sin will be more powerful.
我觉得这句话在圣经里面太亮了。
This enlightens.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不读圣经的话，我们真的不晓得原来律法是罪的权势。
If we did not read the Bible, we did not know the law is.
我们觉得律法是引我们行为更好的。
We thought the law would allow us to perform well.
但是真理告诉我们说，律法是罪的权势。
But the truth tells us the law is.
你越是这样要求自己，你越落在这罪的权势底下。
The more you require of yourself, you will fall under the sin.
弟兄姊妹，太稀奇了。
This is so amazing.
所以你发现，在第七章里，他有一个很重大的发现。
In chapter 7, he has a great discovery.
就是当他要向着神律法活的时候。
When he wants to live to the law.
不是神活。
God did not live.
不是基督活
It's not Christ living.
甚至不是他自己活
It's not even himself living.
乃是罪在他里面活
But sin is living within him.
弟兄姊妹，他这个人，这个落在失败里的这个人，他从此里面亮了
This person full of failure, he has he returned to the He wants to know what does it mean to It means to die to the sin.
同时向着律法也是死了。
Also made to die to the law.
如果你不向着律法死,
if you do not die to the law,
你就没有办法向着罪死。
There's no way you can die to the sin.
这两个必须是同时的。
This is these two are required to perform.
所以他紧接着把这两个比喻同时的告诉我们。
So he told us these two examples at the same time.
哦，弟兄姊妹。 主的话真的比两刃的利剑更快。
The word of the Lord is sharper than the two-edged sword.
你跟人去辩论根本没法辩论的。
There's no way you can
你说这个人行为这么好。
You said this is a good man.
这个人他这么爱主。
He loved the Lord.
他这么摆上。
He offered himself.
他一定是属灵的。
He must be spiritual.
我告诉你，属灵不属灵，我们人分辨不出来的。
Spiritual now we cannot distinguish.
只有神的话能够把灵与魂都刺入破开。
Only the word of the Lord can separate from
marriage。只有神的话能够把属灵的和属肉体、属这个救人的把它分开。
Only the His words can separate the old man and the new man。
凡是与律法为本的都是被咒诅的。
Those who are based on the law are condemned。
弟兄姊妹，只有我们向着律法死。
Only when we die to the law,
让基督在里面活,
and allow Christ to live within us,
这才是属灵。
This is spiritual.
弟兄姊妹, 只有主的话能给我们分得这么清楚。
Only the word of God can tell us.
我们自己看我们都是糊涂的。
When we study ourselves, we cannot distinguish.
弟兄姊妹, 只要是我们救人在那里努力地在那里完成神的律法。
When the old man is trying to perfect the law,
无论我们表现多么的好,
no matter how great we are,
你发现没有办法把生命带进来。We
cannot bring forth life.
太稀奇了。
That is so amazing.
弟兄姊妹，我们跑的冤枉路难道还少吗？
We have circled too much.
弟兄姊妹，我们受的苦难道还少吗？
We have suffered so much.
弟兄姊妹，我们盼望我们能明白圣灵在这里面所启示的真理。
We need to understand the truth that the Holy Spirit has revealed to us.
我们真的是100%的需要向生活。
We need to live to the.
谁不愿意向生活，生命中是有问题的。
Whoever is not willing to live to God,
我们必须要向生活。
We need to live to God.
但是向生活的道路不是向律法活。
The way to live to God is not to live to God.
向生活的道路乃是向律法死。
But to live to die to the law.
所以你知道，圣经也读到第七章前面这一段的时候，他就给我们看见说。 原来与基督同钉十字架，它里面有两个死。
There are two deaths in us when we are crucified with Christ.
向着罪死。
You die to the sin.
向着律法死。
And you die to the law.
啊，你说现在我释放了。
Now I am delivered.
啊，现在我明白了。
Now I understand.
现在我知道了，不仅是向着罪死，同时也是向着律法死了。
I also die to the sin and die.
我现在不再去用我自己的力量去满足神的律法的要求了。
I no longer to struggle to fulfill the law.
你说这个真理你明白了。
You know the truth.
是不是你就过成圣的生活呢？
So you can be sanctified.
你发现你还是很苦。
But you're still suffering.
我不知道你的经历，我的经历就是这样。
I don't know what about you, but I'm
thinking
this way. I thought I know.
我不仅仅明白我是需要向罪死。
I know that I need to die.
我更因着第七章的真理，我看见说我是同时向着律法也是死的。
From the truth.
哈利路亚！我现在不再去满足律法要求了。
I no longer to fulfill the requirement.
谁也不再要求我了。
God will no longer require me.
因为神向着救人只有一件事情。
God only required the old man one thing.
就是把他钉死在十字架上。
It's to crucify him on the cross.
神从来不要求这个救人做任何所谓好的行为。
God never required the old man to do anything good.
神只把救人钉死在十字架上。
God only crucified him on the cross.
所以你知道，你说你明白真理了。
So you know the truth now.
你读到这个前面一半，你知道真的亮了。
So you are enlightened.
弟兄姊妹，难道？ 这个时候你真的就过得胜生活吗？
Are you truly living the overcoming life?
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们从基督里还会跑出来的。
We still will depart from Christ.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们常常忘记我们是何等软弱的人。
Because we often forget that we are weak.
我这个。 你知道我这个曾经这个在上大学的时候住过院。
When I was in college, I was hospitalized.
那么那个住院的时候呢，那个在国内都是有室友的，不像这边一个人一个房间，那个是我们三个人一个房间，那是算最好的病房的。
I had three roommates with me.
Two roommates.
Two roommates.
Together three.、Okay.
那
么，那么其中呢，那么有一个病人呢，他是这样，他是轧钢工人。那么他这个不小心的时候呢，这个整个的胳膊就被机器给带走了。
One of the patients, he lost his arm.
那么他这个高位截肢啊，就是从这个整个肩膀这全都给摘掉了。
His arm.
那么这个他就告诉我他的自己的经历。
So he told me his experience.
他告诉我说哈、啊，说他每一次走路如果要摔倒的时候。
Every time he walked and he felt like he was going to fall.
他总是用他的右手去扶。
He wants to use his right hand to support himself.
因为他觉得他右手还在。
He thought he still have his right arm.
每次他扶的时候，他就摔倒。
Every time he tried, he fell.
他说让我来提醒他，你的右手没有了。
So let me remind you, you lost your right arm.
我们在神面前啊。多少的时候我们明明知道我们的旧人已经与基督同钉十字架。
When we are before God, we know that our old man has been crucified with Christ.
但是等事情来的时候我们又把右手伸出来了。
When something happens, we will reach out our right arm.
不仅我们会忘记我们是软弱的。
Not only that we forgot we are weak.
甚至我发现多少的时候我们根本不知道自己是软弱的。
Sometimes I think that we don't even know we are weak.
我们那个时候，那个咱们好汉不提当年勇，不过当年我们是可以给人搬家的。
When I was young, I still were able to.
那个时候我们真的可以给很多人搬家的。
I can move.
他们说我们可以有搬家公司的。
We can even form a moving.
那么那个时候，我记得我们在这个一个地方，我们从三楼把一个这个沙发搬下来。
We were moving a sofa from the third floor.
那么我们是四个人搬下来的。
Four guys were to.
我们都是年轻力壮，我们真小菜一碟。
We were young, so it's.
那么那个时候他们搬家呢，他们不是搬得很远，他们从前院搬到后院。
They just want to move from the front yard to the back.
我们说这个咱们就四个人把它抬过去就完了。
So let's just carry the sofa to the back.
那么他们说别抬，因为我们那个时候是有一辆卡车的。
At that time we had a truck.
我们说呢，就用这个卡车放上去，那么让它就绕来绕去，反正就绕过去，咱们再抬。
So we should put the sofa on the truck and just drive it.
就说我 chicken， 就说我这个是小鸡一样，就是太软弱了。
They tell me that you are chicken, you are weak.
Don't be chicken， 就是你真的是太软弱了。
They tell me don't be chicken, you are weak.
我们四个小伙子。就这点距离一会儿就走过去了，你还开卡车，等你从那个门出来，从那门进来，我们早就到了。
We can carry it, but by the time you drive around, and we are there already.
然后我们就开始四个人，这个抬起来就往前走。
So four guys carry the sofa.
那么等到走到一半的时候，我们的脸色都变了。
After halfway, all our countenance changed.
我告诉你，就那一个沙发以后。
Just after that sofa.
以后我们搬的每一件东西，我们都搁在卡车上。
Everything that we need to move, we put on the
truck. 就算是鞋带，我们也往卡车上扔。
Even the shoelace, we will put on the truck.
你知道，我们根本就不知道自己多么软弱。
We didn't even know how weak we are.
你说这个东西轻不轻
？You say how light this is.
轻不轻
？Very light.
请问你用这个手能拖多久
？How long you can hold that?
一天。
One day.
两天。
Two days.
三天。
Three days.
I don't know.
I don't know.
我不知道你到底能拖几天。
I don't know how many days you can hold that.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们的旧人是非常非常软弱的。
This old man is very weak.
所以你知道，神有的时候就允许我们，就照着我们自己的力量在那里往前走。
So God allows us to use our own strength to walk.
所以你读到这第七章后半的时候，他就给我们一些的结论。
So at the later half of this chapter, he concludes for us.
在我肉体之中
So in my flesh,
毫无良善
There is no good.
弟兄姊妹，我们犯罪的肉体是不好的。
The body that
sins is not good. 我们爱世界的肉体是可憎的。
The body that loves the world is
the
body that throws the anger.
我们都知道这件事, 没有一个人觉得自己发脾气的肉体是好的。
We all know that the body that anger is no good.
但是我们人还有许多所谓好的肉体。
But we still have some good flesh.
我们愿意用这一个旧人 去完成神给我们的托付。
We want to accomplish what God has entrusted us using this old man.
这里面借着经历他告诉我们,
From the experience he tells us,
在我的肉体之中, 毫无良善。
There's no goodness in my flesh.
弟兄姊妹, 我们如果不被带到这个地步, 我们不会愿意住在基督里。
If we are not brought to this point, then we were not willing to dwell in.
我们也不肯住在基督里。
We are not willing to dwell in.
我们觉得住在基督里太慢了。
We think to dwell in Christ is too slow.
我们觉得住在基督里耽误事情。
We think that it would cause delay.
弟兄姊妹, 神要在我们生命中让我们看见一件事。
That will let us to see one thing.
神对这个旧人毫无盼望。
God has no hope of this old man.
所以他没有要求。
So he has no requirement for it.
他只把他钉死在十字架上。
He only crucified that.
你要不要接受?
Do you want to receive it?
弟兄姊妹, 这是我们在神面前肯不肯服下来的那一个试验。
This is the test whether you are submit yourself before the God.
我们不服的。
We will not submit.
这是主的话, 不是我说的。
This is the word of God, it's not from
如果是我说的, 把它推翻就算了。
If I have said this, just forget it.
圣经里说, 在我肉体之中毫无良善。
The Bible tells us there's no good in my flesh.
所以神对肉体对旧人毫无要求。
So God has no requirement of this old flesh.
神只把他钉死在十字架上。
He will only crucify that on cross.
什么叫信心?
What does it mean to have faith?
信心是接受神做成的。
To have faith means to accept what God has accomplished.
神说他已经把你的旧人同钉，是不是?
God said that we have crucified on the cross with God, with Christ.
弟兄姊妹, 我们在信心里要接受这个事实。
We need to accept this fact in our faith.
但这个接受这个事实是经过一段的痛苦的经历。
Accepting this fact, we have to suffer in the experience.
不仅发现我们肉体之中毫无良善。
Not only discover that you have no goodness in your flesh.
而且你发现在你的肉体之中有了律，有了 law.
Also, there's a law in your flesh.
哦，这个律的发现是一个极大的拯救。
This discovering this law is a salvation.
我的内心是喜欢神的律。
In my mind, that
这是应该的，因为我得救了，所以我的良心，我的灵，我活过来了，所以我喜欢神的律法。
When my spirit revived and I like the law.
但是在我的 肉体之中还有一个律。
But in the flesh, I still have another law.
我发现只要我要去讨神的喜悦, 他就与我同在。
When I want to please God, this law is with me.
这个律是犯罪的律。
This law is to sin.
它比我心思的这个律强多了。
This law is stronger than the law in my mind.
我心思的律只是爱慕什么律法。
The law in my mind, I have
但我却没有任何的力量来遵行什么律法。
I have no power to obey.
但是这个犯罪的律就把我给掳去了。
But the law of sin has kept me.
不仅如此, 这个罪还借着死在我里面发动。
This law will through, will
move. 不仅有个犯罪的律。
Not only there's a law of
death,
there's a law of death.
弟兄，你知道什么叫做死的律吗?
What does it mean to have a law of death?
死就是使这个人就是软弱。
Law of death means that this person is weak.
死的人最软弱。
A dead is weak.
没有任何一个人比死人更软弱。
No, none other is weaker than a dead man.
那个死的人，你想拿这个针扎他一下。 他绝对不敢跟你回嘴的。
If you poke a dead person, then he will not speak. He's very weak.
他没脾气的。
He has no temper.
他非常不敢跟你吵架，不敢跟你打架的。
He will not argue with you or.
不论你怎么跟他斗，他就非常软弱的。
He's very weak.
这个死在我们里面发动。
The dead moves in us.
一面罪的权势是这么大。
The.
另外一面死的力量使我们软弱。
The power of sin is so good.
这两下子把我们这一点点爱慕律法的心思就全都掳去了。
All this power has captured us from.
所以这里就有第三个律。
Here is the third law.
你仔细去读，圣经没有这个这么写，但是它确实是这么告诉我们。
Surely he tells us there is a third law.
就是失败的律。
It's a law of failure.
一定失败的。
You will fail for sure.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做失败的律呢？
What does it mean to have a law of failure?
就这个眼睛和我在这个讲台上一撒手，它掉在地上，我跑到这个最后的地方，我一撒手，它还是掉在地上。
If I let go of this case, will fall here. And then if I
go
anywhere,
这个中国去，我一上楼，它还是往地下掉。
If I go to China and let go of this case, it will fall. This is the law.
无论我拿手拖了它多久
，No matter how long I hold it,
有一天它要掉在地下。
One day it will fall.
这就是律。
This is the law.
我们失败原来是个律。
Our failure is the law.
什么意思啊
？What does that mean?
一定失败。
For sure, you will fail.
弟兄姊妹。只要你用你自己的力量去克制你的脾气，你一定失败。
If you suppress your temper, then you will fall.
无论你怎么追求
，No matter how
你听多少次夏天会的道
，No matter how much summer conference，
你怎样参加祷告聚会
，Or you attend a prayer meeting，
到时候脾气一定发出来的。
For sure, you will have full temper.
因为这是律
，Because this is the law.
它不是偶然事件
，It's not something will happen.
它是一个规律，是个定律。
This is a law.
弟兄姊妹，所以最后这个人他说：“我真是苦啊。”
So at the end he said, "Wretched man that I am."
弟兄姊妹，这就是拯救。
This is the salvation.
因为当人看见自己原来是落在这种失败的律的底下
，When someone sees himself under the law of failure,
现在开始对这个旧人有一点认识了。
Then he knows the old man now.
现在这个人开始觉得这个旧人是个残累了。
He knows this old man is an intangible.
这个旧人是可憎的了。
This old man is.
这个旧人是需要被除掉的了。
This old man needs to be removed.
你知道他说，这个、谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢
？Will set me free from the body.
这一个旧人是取死的。
This old man is.
他充满了罪和死亡的律。
This body is filled with.
只要我活在这个旧人里面，我就是失败。
If I live in this old man,
失败都成了律了。
The failure has become the law.
你知道当使徒保罗这样描述的时候，我想你读圣经，你都知道这个背景。
I know that you know the background when Paul said.
那个时候，他们刑罚一个杀人犯是这样做的。
When they punish a murderer.
只要找到这个杀人犯。
As long as they capture this
murderer. 他们就把这个杀人犯和他所和被他所杀的人绑在一起。
They will bound this murderer with the with a dead person.
怎么绑着绑着呢
？How they bind them?
眼睛对眼睛，鼻子对鼻子，嘴巴对嘴巴。
Eyes to eyes, nose to nose, mouth to mouth.
动都不能动。
They cannot move.
你每天就跟着这一个你所杀害的人一起活着。
You will live with this dead person for the rest of your life.
你说过不多久，这个人就开始有变化了。
And then not long, then this person will change.
他就开始有些液体出来了。
Some liquid will come out.
然后呢，还有一些小动物也出来了。
There are some insects.
你就发现从那个人的那个身上的小动物就爬到你自己的身上。
The insects will crawl to the living person.
这是使徒保罗他写这句话的背景。
This is the background when Paul wrote this.
真是苦啊！我告诉你。
Wretched man that I am.
如果你真的认识我们这个旧人是这样的一种的可恶的光景。
If you truly know how evil this old man is.
你就会像这里二十五节所说的。
Then you will be like the verse 25.
感谢神。
Thanks be to God.
原来神早已把我放在基督里了。
God has placed me in Jesus Christ.
我为什么还要跑在这一个软弱的肉体里
？Why do I need to live in this weak flesh?
弟兄姊妹，太荣耀了。
So glorious.
我想我们人的话能够解释的就这么多了。
I can only explain it with my own words.
但是弟兄姊妹，你知道这一章圣经是每一个愿意过成圣生活的神的儿女必经之路。
This is the way that for a Christian that they have to experience this.
每一个愿意追求神的儿女
，Those who wants to pursue.
每一个愿意在地上真的成为主见证的儿女
，Those who wants to be.
你说我愿意向主的见证忠心。
You say you want to be faithful.
弟兄姊妹，向主的见证中心不是唱几句忠心的歌词。
Being faithful doesn't mean just to sing the song of faith.
乃是实实在在让主的真理来释放我们。
You need to allow the truth to set you free.
你有没有看见你的旧人已经与基督同钉十字架？
Have you seen the old man has been crucified with Christ?
真的看见了吗？
Truly seen that?
如果你真的看见了，
If you have seen that,
为什么我们还活在律法的底下呢？
Why are we still living under the law?
弟兄姊妹，活在律法底下，一面我们定罪我们自己。
Living under the law means condemn ourselves.
我们一面定罪弟兄姊妹。
We condemn the brothers and sisters.
因为律法乃是惹动愤怒的。
The law will arouse the wrath.
哦，弟兄姊妹，当一个人活在恩典里面的时候，
When one lives under the grace,
不仅他自己不定罪自己，
He will not condemn himself.
他也不定罪任何的人。
He will not condemn others.
弟兄姊妹，我们求主的圣灵把同钉的真理照亮在我们的灵里面。
We ask the Holy Spirit to enlighten us.
这是我们唯一的出路，弟兄姊妹。
This is our only way out.
向着神活，不是向着律法活。
To live to God doesn't mean to live to the law.
向着神活乃是向着律法死。
To live to God means to die to the law.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的释放。
This is our deliverance.
这是荣耀的释放。
This is glorious freedom.
我们那个诗歌它只讲了一半。
The hymn only described half.
讲到向情欲肉体世界死。
Only to die to flesh and world.
弟兄姊妹，在诗歌里确确实很少有诗歌告诉我们向着神的律法死。
Very seldom the hymn will tell us we need to die to the law.
弟兄姊妹，这一方面的光，真的只有我们到神面前好好去祷告。
Only when we pray before the law, that before the Lord, we will see the light.
宝贝，住在基督的里面。
We need to dwell in the Lord. You have wasted your time speaking about it. You only speak a passive way. You did not tell us the active way. Well, you speak of dwelling in the Lord. How do you dwell in the Lord?
感谢主，第八章就是最后的答案。
Thank the Lord, chapter 7.
太荣耀了，所以我们等候第八章来释放我们。 在第八章，我们，你这第七章完全是消极的。
In chapter 7 is all passive.
你光死了，你不能活的。
You had died, but you cannot live.
你向着这个世界罪恶情欲死了。
You have died to the world.
你向着律法死了。
You have died to the law.
那你这个人就什么都不动了。
Then you will not move.
小的时候我们就玩游戏，说我们都是木头人，是吧？ 不能说话，不能动，我们都坐在那待着不动了。
When we were young, we were playing.
谁不动谁就赢了。
We cannot move.
我不知道你们有没有做过这个游戏，我们从小就做这个游戏的。
I played this game when I was young.
难道神也让我们做这个游戏吗？
Does God allow us to play this game?
难道神的救恩就这么消极吗？
Does the God's salvation is
active? 不，弟兄姊妹，神的救恩是积极的。
God's salvation is active.
但是我们需要看见。 我们的旧人已经与基督同钉十字架。
We need to see that our old man had been crucified with Christ.
没有十字架就没有圣灵。
Without cross, there's no Holy Spirit.
如果不接受十字架对旧人的审判，
If you do not accept the judgment of the cross,
即使你读了好几遍这个第八章，你还是得不到释放。
Even though you have read chapter 8 for several times, then you still will not be delivered.
我们祷告主，盼望主帮助我们，让我们今天。 看见这同死的真理。
Let's pray and ask the Lord to enlighten us to see this truth.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们实在欢喜快乐。
Lord, we rejoice before you.
因为你在基督耶稣里完全释放我们。
Because you have delivered us in Christ.
你的救恩实在是完全的。
Your salvation is complete.
虽然在经历里面我们还够不上。
Even in experience, we cannot reach it.
但我们在信心里面，我们知道你的救恩是完全的。
But in faith, we know that the salvation is complete.
因此，我们都坦然无惧地来到你的面前。
So we come before you with confidence.
你是听祷告的神。
You will hear our prayer.
我们把我们的 心里的最深处的渴慕，我们来告诉你。
We tell you our deepest longing.
照亮我们。
Enlighten us.
圣灵来照亮我们。
May the Holy Spirit enlighten us.
赐人智慧启示的灵来照亮我们。
The spirit of living and revelation.
愿在你的家中没有一个儿女是活在黑暗的里面。
None of the children will live in dark.
让每一个人都行走到你生命的光中。
Every one of us will live in walk.
让我们都来晓得真理。
So that we know truth.
让真理叫我们都得以自由。
So truth will set us free.
主，我们把荣耀赞美都归给你。
We give you glory and praise.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.